Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the So Nigerian Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Today, we are here for an episode for the soft life luxury people. You understand? If you are not a soft life babe, soft life guy, don't listen to this episode.
So you sure you be soft life? Why are you talking about
that? Normally, you know, I'm all about minimal stress. No stress. Easy peasy. So, but before we go on, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you've rated us 5-star. We've gotten, this is probably like, this might be the end of our episodes for this year. But as we get live show, as we get live show coming soon, that's why those of you that have not bought your tickets.
Sorry for you. This is the only place you will see us.
This is the only place you will see us on YouTube. And exactly.
You have missed.
I remain Damian Rose. And as usual,
Isaac Medici.
You know. So, ticket link is below. If, I think we're closing.
We're closing together. This thing will be ours now.
I think we're dropping this episode on a Wednesday audio. So, those of you that listen to the audio, if you really want to come December 7th,
this is your last chance.
Let's tell them, Isaac, what are they to expect? What are they to expect?
See, firstly, you see this guy's suit. First. Yeah, you get to see his suit. Interactive conversations with your fellow listeners. If you are looking for a husband, you are looking for a wife, and you know that you are looking for a wife that is a So Nigerian listener, that's the place to meet them.
You are looking for a husband that is a pastor.
Fine boys, rich boys, good day there. Anything there for you?
I think we have like 6 slots left before we sell out. I can't even lie to you.
It's very limited right now.
So you guys should just make sure, because to be honest, most of our friends are even already buying it because they've been seeing the prep that we've been doing, small chops. You know,
supposed to tell them recently.
Oh, God.
Why you do like God. This now? Because I already tell people for Twitter saying a pizza and the jollof rice
bullshit. I won't tell them everything they go expect. You know those mojo where they come with turkey, pepper, snails, all those things.
Why you tell them?
They need to
not buy so that we will get enough to carry girls. you can't cast this. You know what I'm saying? I don't plan to say now 5 packs I will carry girls. Why do you do like this?
Make I tell them, I'm not like Isaac. I have your best interest. That's why it's good for you to just buy the tickets. We get nice small chops, all those ones with turkey, pepper, snails. Mm-hmm. But if you get that, you don't see the turkey and pepper. But we have cocktails. We're going to have so many other food. Parfait is also going to be there. They're also giving out souvenirs. You know, we're going to give you guys... I don't even want to tell you guys what's inside the souvenir, but I can show you the...
iPhone 16 feet day inside. You can't tell.
You can't, bro.
Branded iPhone 16.
We know
days.
We know small now.
Imagine you pay 7.5, you collect iPhone 16. Just imagine. It's worth it now.
Like 2,000 odds. You want me to pay 2,000 odds? You 7.5, pay 2,000 odds. And no, you guys like, I think it's actually so cheap. I can't even lie, man.
Bro, like, no. It's, to be fair, like, when we went to the venue today, yeah. And we told the owner of the venue, the manager of the venue, how much our tickets were. The guy was like, why are we being so nice? And I was like, we love our people, man. Like,
yeah, no.
It's just what it is. We have to give back. You guys have done enough for us since we started. This is our first live show, and we've been doing this for like 4 years.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the first live show, and we decided to give back basically to our listeners. So the best you guys can do is buy these tickets so you eat your small chops and you see our roast and your suits. And but there's a lot more.
There's a lot more, man.
You're going to have so much fun.
We're working on the content program structure. We're working on, like, we had meetings and we've just been, bro, like, some of the content that we have planned out is just, bro, it's something that we don't even do on the podcast. And it just shows that for us to be preparing 4 or 5 weeks ahead, it just shows. And reason, you know, initially we're supposed to put the ticket 15K, but we're just like, yeah, like, at this point, like, we understand the country is hard. Like, we understand the country is hard. And obviously, like, we reduce the number of people that we're also doing. And this thing is strictly from our pockets.
No sponsors, man. Like,
literally, like,
from our own pockets, all our savings.
As I did, like, this saying, I don't get money for piggy vest. I don't get any money for piggy vest.
I go bought it, Zimbo.
Bruh, like, just God's grace.
It's God's grace.
Please. So, if additionally, it's addition. In addition, if you possibly own a small business and you're hoping to collaborate or maybe something you can do with the live show, Yeah, you can always eat us up.
Yeah, just reach out. It's not too late. We business. Can work something out.
Maybe something you can add to the souvenir. You can give out something you can add to the souvenirs, and maybe just to, in that way, just to basically have a little bit of collaboration.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you push your brand. Yeah, brand
recognition. Like, we have people at a venue, so that's like a form of experiential marketing. Yeah. For you. And if you're a brand manager or a brand marketer, come and sponsor.
Thank you, Abe.
Come and sponsor. We use our
money. So, you see, we use our money, you understand?
And to be honest,
we've done it to a level, do you understand? So, you're supposed to
be honest, the event is in 2 weeks and we've already done all the backdrops. Like, we've paid for the backdrops, all the paper bags, everything. Like, everything that's.
Why you just talk everything?
I did let them know. Yeah, no vex. But yeah, like, just shows that we are actually ready. We've been preparing for this thing for like more months, man.
Yeah.
We put our life on this P. And we put our life on this P. And most of our friends and families are actually supporting and buying tickets. But it would be much, much greater if
our core listeners were there.
You know. So like, we understand countries are. That's why we brought it to that level. We're not making any money from this P. And
fact, we are 105%.
Like, we are giving.
We're just doing it like, oh, let's just do something. And to the fans, to the listeners who have bought, like, we really appreciate. We really, really appreciate.
Those of you, like, we've seen your names.
And to people who can't make it because of distance and everything, don't worry, we'll be doing one again next year, and then by God's grace, you'll be around.
You can fly in.
We announced 2 months earlier. Yeah, so you buy your ticket and just.
But we announced like 2 months earlier for this one now. Now, people we won't buy, go buy.
That one saved day.
When I saw that people are always last minute, that's why we are saying no more. We don't even want any last minute thing because we want to prepare. And we've already had the number of tickets, everything. And we are very, very close to selling out. Like I said.
To be honest, this is the last minute.
Yeah, this is the last minute.
Literally, like this is
the
last minute. Yeah, so.
So, yeah, in addition to that, we also have some giveaway tickets I wanted to. And the last episode on Ajay the Realer, sorry for myself, absolute fantastic episode. We asked the question on the Spotify poll or the Spotify question poll. Those of you that are not listening on the Spotify and not commenting, you possibly did not see the comment. But yeah, the question was, when is an anniversary month? I don't know. The funny thing is that I don't even know if they copied the first person. But yeah, like, we're giving out 3 tickets and it's for the first two people. And it's for, somebody said, it's a simple question where you ask your listeners. You get proper fans for year, bah. Now, March 21st, So, Smith Cletus. Just DM me for your ticket.
It's sound.
We're going to reply. So, you guys should just DM the Instagram, So Nigerian. If you're listening, Ayomide, Ayekudemlade, and Smith Cletus, Ayomide, Ayokedu.
Says the column like
Ayeku Demilade, but they put the Ayeku Demilade.
The person will understand now.
I'm going to reply. You guys just DM. We'll send you your tickets for the live show. Those were the 3 of you that we are picking. We might probably still have 2 more.
Yeah, something. I mean, we're here for you guys.
Depends on how groovy we are feeling. But yeah, you guys, we're also leaving a Google Docs link down below. So you guys, for maybe you have like anonymous dilemmas that you want us to talk about on the live show. You're coming on the live show and you have like dilemmas that you want to talk about, yada, yada, yada. Please.
To be fair, like even if you're not attending, like you can still send in.
Do you understand? Let other people have fun.
Yeah. Maybe put out a video. If it's possible.
What we'll do is we're going to, bro, like the videography and photography that we've paid for.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
So you guys just watch out on the Instagram as well. Like, we're going to be dropping. Maybe you can watch through event highlights. If you didn't come, you watch through event highlights. But yeah, like, before we just click the Google Docs link, drop your dilemmas. Even if it's something you want us to talk about next episode, man.
Yeah, you can just do that.
You can do that. Something. And yes, moving on to episode for today. Isaac, how do you personally define soft life? Like, just living soft life?
I mean, to me, personally, my definition of soft life would be comfort. I think if you have a roof over your head,
mm-hmm.
you have chow, mm-hmm. you are mobile. I think mobility for myself might not even necessarily you owning a car, but like you can easily order a ride or something. Do you get like comfortably? Do you get? I think that's soft life.
The thing is that the way we are coming, the way I think it's here, if you put into consideration that being Nigerian youth and like there's so many things we are fighting against, you know, we are fighting against our government, fighting against forest scarcity, we are fighting against insecurity, we are just fighting for our lives.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like everybody should actually be a soft life advocate, you know. I feel like soft life
advocates.
Because if you think about it, yeah, like, it's just like you prioritizing your personal happiness, like your comfort, and just like, because there's so many things, constant hustle, like your mind is just all over the place. So like, if you prioritize your comfortability, do you understand? And then if you prioritize your comfortability and actually put effort into feeling right, doing things right, enjoying life, I feel like your whole well-being will just be better.
Yeah, but then again, if I in the context of budgeting, like mm-hmm. Nigeria today, mm-hmm. you actually need to hustle well enough mm-hmm. for you to live that, to have that comfort of life. So time for self-care is lesser than time to actually hustle. So you can hustle, literally have to hustle maybe let's say Monday to Friday, mm-hmm. and then your self-care is literally just your Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it depends. It depends. There are some people, I know some people, bro, they just can't stress. They're just all about minimal stress. They just find the easiest way to do things. And it's just the way that God blesses them, yeah, God blesses them that, like, nothing, they just can't live with stress. And I feel like in a way, that's how I am, you know. Even if I'm stressing about this live show, look at me. If you're watching the video, like, look at, see, I'm breaking
you're
out.
You're breaking out.
I'm thinking about to give you guys a great show.
Bro, like yesterday, I was FaceTiming a friend, and she's in the UK, and I was just looking at her skin, like, clear, and I was just looking at my mouth clear, and you see some kind of dark spots. I said, bro, which is the half, bro. Like, it's crazy. The amount of effort you need to put in here mm-hmm. is ridiculous, bro.
And the thing is, in a way, as Nigerian youth, they see them as coping mechanism for all these things, bro. There's a way things go hard for me, or I would just get so many things to do, or I have so many things to do that I feel like I deserve, like, make I buy pizza chop today. Like, I just need that supper. I just need that.
Yeah.
I just make myself happy.
Yeah.
Or maybe I go buy big in the file. Do you understand? Because the way I queue for clients, be like, I don't need to reward myself. I don't need to cope because this thing is just too hard. It just choked for me.
It happened to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of work. I worked from home. So like, I did a lot of work. And then the evening, around like 6 p.m. I was like, let me take a walk. Mm-hmm. So I walked to get some, because my toiletries had finished, so I went to get toiletries. And as I was coming back, I also own store. They sell parfait, burger, and some stuff. And I'm like, bro, I actually, I go give myself some kind of treats. And it was worth it, do you understand? Like, when I got home, I just put my laptop on side, ate, and the rest of my night was good.
Yeah, there was one time, I don't know what I was going through. I just go to restaurant, I just go chop lamb chops. Like, I felt like I needed it. I feel like I deserved it. Because, bro, do you know what it is for you to just sit down and be eating, like, without anybody, like, say you go upscale restaurant, say so you just...
Wait, as in solo dates.
I'm going to wind you. Guy, the way I enter, man, I don't even expect... Like, I didn't see people go restaurant alone. Like, I never imagined that would be that kind of person. Like, I just go there. I just chop. I don't even press phone, they chop ham. Guy, like, I was just eating.
Focus on them.
Like, after each bite, I'm doing... after
each bite, feel
after each bite, I'm doing... like
she not chop the chop, bro.
There was one time, yeah. I see, I was just like, I don't know what I was gonna. I saw one promo dentist, and I think they opened a new.
Yeah, I remember.
They opened new dentist. I said, never really good dentist like that before. Like, I don't say I get good dentition, but they do free promo, 50% promo off. I think I go do scaling, polishing, teeth whitening. I just enter there. Like, how much when you come on? I just enter, say, because if I don't do all this thing now, like, bro, what am I saving?
And the thing is, like, for us guys, like, we don't really take all these things serious. Like, when I was looking at my skin yesterday, when I was on that FaceTime call, I actually realized that I don't, like, I hear people say, oh, like, skincare routine, but I just buff and I use my Nivea cream and that's it.
No man.
2 years. But, like, there are guys that actually, like,
There's so many things that actually puts into consideration. You might not even need to do all those things, but you just look fresh. It's because of the conditions of how hard you're working, how you're moving, how things are just being for you at that moment. So, like, it'd be like me, bro, like, at the enter spot. So, like,
yeah, this guy, he did chop rifle. I swear.
No, like once in a year, that kind of thing. But you know the cost now, yeah, you probably don't go like 300%. So I never entered this year, but if you love me, just send me spa voucher. Eh?
I swear. Look, I know, like, for my life, I don't think I've maybe when I was way younger, Jonas, I don't follow my mama. But see me as an adult, I don't think I've been to this. I swear.
I don't even try, I don't dress this, I don't have it seen. I could just do I'm like, and bro, like, I felt good. Do you understand? Like, you just at that moment, and you know the funny thing, I know that not everybody. People are constantly in the fear of, okay, money will finish. That kind of thing. But you know, say salary will come at the end of the month. Enjoy yourself.
See, that's I was even telling one of my guys, you know that thing that they say money in our water? I never really dipped the meaning until very recently. And like, money, you know how water flows? You see, you know, or at the beach, do you get? That's literally money comes and goes, you get. So like, even if you're spending it or not, like, your money would actually still go and more money will come back. So me, now, anything we enter my... If before I had this mindset, that thing I did yesterday, I won't do it. So when I passed that shawarma and parfait place, I would have just done that and gone to eat my bathroom. Do you understand? But I just look at him, I say, guy, money the account, I make I go chop. And listen, the other day, like 2 Sundays ago, I was at home, I was bored. I also saw the rupees I was doing promo. Bro, I just didn't, only me, my 3 boxes, I ate it for like 2 days and I was good.
Just the warm up.
Yeah, that's the warm up. You go. So like, bro, you have to. I've realized that like you need to see another thing with guys again is. Do you know like guys rather do these things for their babes than actually do the? I know that you also need it. You understand? Like, I can pay for a spa date for a babe or let me for a spa session for a babe, but I will never go to the spa.
You know the funny thing. You know the funny thing killing me is that because the reason I'm sick, God, if I won't do spa deep session, I'm like 100k. But if I just pay for it, make I wait for lobby, make I wait for lounge, maybe I can say I don't want this.
Bro, do you get?
I knew one thing I like. I knew one thing I love about women, bro. Like, women are just, you really find a woman that is like not enjoying life. That kind of thing. Yeah. Do you understand? Women, they're not stingy to themselves. Probably because they know that, like, okay, they just need, like, they know how it feels. Do you understand? They appreciate that feeling of actually being happy and that kind of thing. Like, for as man, you could just calculate, it's like, if I actually go this far, like, I'm around money, you know, it's like, I always am chill for 2 weeks. I always am guided for 2 weeks. But more, sometimes you just need to reward yourself. And in the aspect of, say, if you don't chop your money, other things could chop your money.
Fucked.
So you might as well just chop your money.
See, like, I was having some issues with my lights. So I had to get a meter. I had to buy some things. Like, on electricity, I've spent in the last 3 months, let's say, but almost 500K or more than 500K, do you get? So last weekend, my guys were hitting me about they want to go to the club and all that. And I mean, I started calculating that if I spend this, if I go club, at least 100K go come on, man, you get? So... make I just keep the money. I call them, I'm saying, all the money where they keep since, you understand? You don't let her go Nepal, you understand? So this one said, make I just enjoy it because I've not really enjoyed myself. I've been spending money on stupid house bills, do you understand?
Yeah.
When I can actually just, you know, do some, just air out, do you understand? Enjoy myself, do you get? So if you don't prioritize self-care, if you don't enjoy yourself, that money is all, you know, just going to something. I think it's just the universe. The universe just brings...
But if you go chop that money and never be come, you go
money will see come, don't worry. Money will come outside. I've also, like, the way I am, you know, you said that some people that are just chill and, like, things just happen for them. Yeah. I just think I'm that kind of person. Like, the way I am, I just realize that, like...
The money will come.
Bro, there's never been a point where...
Money and water, you go flow.
Yeah, there's never been a point where I've had to, like, text my guy, like, bro, I'm more, since this is tight, do you understand? Like, borrow me money, I need to...
Suppose they thank God for that.
Yes, now, that's the thing. So money
you
will...
You know, say they whole life for people. No good to tough life.
That was FD, sure. We can't lie. That was FD.
I don't see my guy like this, the entire club, they owe me money. Entire club.
He go contact, he say, and he prioritize myself.
He contacts, he say, I will knock you. Do you understand? Another thing is that, like, Nigerians, I feel like Nigerians think soft life and luxury is the same thing in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but do you understand? Like, they are not entirely the same in the fact that, like, soft life is peace and comfort.
Mm.
So, my sister, my immediate older sister, yeah, she's the first person. Me too, I used to calculate, like, bro, but when she taught me the advantages of actually living a soft life, like, actually prioritizing your peace and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that, like, my life is actually better this way. So if you think about it, yeah, my sister, bro, when she was in Niger that time, when she was in Nigeria that time, bro, my sister, like, even since when we were, like, teenagers, like, she was the only one my dad didn't take to boarding school. Do you understand? She has just always
everything's just smooth,
soft, that kind of thing. Like, they just treat her like an egg. So she has always had that mindset. So she just tell me that, Omo, eat if you want to eat. Like, she's the kind of person to be, at time I'll, in the house at night, I'll go to her house, like, if you just see, like, grilled chicken for fridge, like...
It goes all day.
Just day.
Something chill. I go chop one day.
Just start, like, casually, like, she get, like, some kind tacos for inside fridge.
Let's go. Then
she didn't get tacos. So she was that kind of person where, like, she didn't have a car then. But she had a driver that picked her up to work and dropped her every day. In Lagos, do you understand? Like, and she paid him monthly. That kind of thing. So, I could just look at him. Even pure water, she knew they drink. Like,
now, bottled water?
Nestle Pure Life or nothing.
Let's go.
So, the only reason I'm saying, what's the happen? She same money day somewhere, you know.
She get all the bankroll.
Or your money, they finish. She understand? Like, she just tell me and say, like, bro, like, it's just a better... I just feel like internally, yeah, regardless of what you're going through, she basically just explained to me that internally, regardless of what you're going through, is the way you prioritize peace and comfort that your whole productivity will increase. Like, everything. Like, if you just feel much more relaxed. There's a way you just feel relaxed. Like, okay, Nigeria is hard to... Me, normally, I don't even like to stress. Even when people, they fail exams, if I don't feel like... Just, I don't feel look. Those things are far. What would we do about it like this? Like, do you understand? I just feel like...
Yeah, like, you don't like to deliberate on issues.
Bro, think about it.
Like that. Just think about the solution.
Rather. Yeah. So she just basically just said that, bro, like, try it. Actually, just think about do things. Even if it's your last money, no get AC. If you're removing your last money, buy this. Like, if, like, Ole Loon said, the sleeper you go to sleep. See that kind of thing, just put into consideration, actually, like, be comfortable and actually be at peace. Just that the way you are even doing things, like, your productivity just increases.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. You have to match
your whole mindset, even changes everything.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not more so like you're wasting money, it's more so that you're just helping your health wise, you become better. So, like, there's so many things that it might not look like, you are seeing,
like,
from living a soft life, but you are actually.
Yeah.
You know, prioritizing.
Like when I got my apartment, my current apartment, I wanted to get some things and I was calculating it. Like I was looking at money in my account and I'm like, if I buy everything here, I'll literally have like what I will have left will not even be able to pay for a moving van. Do you get? And then my dad was just like, bro, just do it, man, because it's your comfort. Do you understand? Like, you don't want to move into a house and like you are dying inside heat. Or you don't have anything for entertainment and all that, do you get? So I took his advice, do you get? I got everything I had to get. And bro, money came at the end of the day, do you get? Money came and like I'm good now, I'm comfortable. Sometimes, if you might not even be expecting money to be honest, it's not every time money will come when you spend it yourself.
Yeah.
But the fact that you know that you spent this money on something for your own comfort, you will never regret it. Mm-hmm. Like, I will not regret buying an AC. Do you understand? Yeah. When maybe I only had like 400K left in my account and the AC is like 400K. Because I'm seeing the AC every day and the thing is... So even in my SAPA pain, do you understand? It's no go to the gym. But when you say the day inside SAPA, you can't day inside heat. Do you understand? It becomes very unbearable. Do you get? So you should always take that move of prioritizing your comfort. But the issue I have is now going overboard. This is where luxury now comes in because the Nigerian mindset is luxury over soft life.
Why even around luxury?
So what's it, luxury?
It's not luxury. I define the word.
I'm a strong Benin man. That's my tongue.
I define the word for my essay. It's not luxury.
But yeah, the Nigerian mindset is luxury over soft life. And I don't support that because don't put yourself in situations where you're going broke over...
Trying to match standards,
if you can do something that your pockets. So, for example, now, let's say the phone I use now, maybe I can afford an iPhone 11. Do you understand? And I'm comfortable with it. Can do everything I need to do. Do you understand? I will not now go and take a loan and buy an iPhone 16 because I want to show.
Bro.
Did you see the tweets of one guy that said his neighbor's brother did a wedding with money that he didn't have. He went to go and borrow money and everything to do wedding just for that luxurious wedding.
That's a black king right there.
He said a black king. And then he only made 300K out of the wedding from all the spraying and everything. And he spent over 5 million. He said that soft.
Go work for 5 years.
Do you understand? So that's going overboard.
So the thing is, for some Nigerians now, soft life can be, that's like, oh. Well, for some Nigerians, soft life will be...
Not gonna say you did the plane.
Power, maybe NEPA come. Maybe NEPA did this tonight and I get cold beer for hours after. That's soft life. Do you understand? Or... I don't laugh so young, cold beer. That's soft life. Do you understand?
Mm.
Like, you actually feel buy beer. Do you understand? It's still everything our mindset.
everything our mindset. You know the crazy thing? Those guys with the beer parlor. For example, now, if I go to club now, spend like over 100K. Do you understand? That's a soft life for me. But that guys, I'll go to beer parlor, pata 5K. Do you get? And they're soft.
Do you know the funny thing here? In Nigeria now, like, in Nigeria self, having lights and having water, uninterrupted light, they know they take light for your house and water. That's some places on the island, like, bro, they know
they get some.
Water and light is not an issue. That's luxury.
That's luxury.
You understand? As a Nigerian, you know that's proper luxury. Do you understand? Owning a house in Lekki or maybe Banana Island, that's luxury. Do you understand? Yeah. Always dining at upscale restaurants. Me now, like, I'm not yet at that distance now. Once in a while,
you chop lamb chops. That you ain't a luxurious boy.
That mistake I used to enter. Do you understand? Like, people that frequently travel abroad, Dubai, Paris,
London,
all those kind of things. So, like, those are things that are seen as luxury. And for some countries, if you know, be luxury, but for Nigeria, that's luxury.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. So, while some others, what some people consider as luxury, it's just soft life. Yeah, so for them, just let me put this into consideration and that kind of thing. So like,
but would you, how will I put my question now? At this stage in life now, do you aspire for soft life or luxury?
I'm a luxury, B. Luxury. I can't even lie to you. Yeah, like, in as much as I like soft life. That's the thing, knowing your limits and knowing what point you are in life, that kind of thing. Bro, like, shit, I don't want to wear Rolex. I won't wear, I'm like, if you check, I have a TikTok account, I just stock all those things. Like, I like luxury, but Ben Taylor, I'll follow them. I want to buy a removal box. Like, me, I love it, John, that kind of thing. But I don't feel for them.
Yeah, I like as a talker. As you don't name everything, you say, nice one.
But I don't feel afford them. Do you understand? But obviously, there are alternatives that, like, that's why, like, even when it comes to designer brands, there's always tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 luxury brands, and you look good in
this. I don't even know all these things, man. That's crazy.
It comes, for example, now, like, you want to wear, like, Rolex, but you can buy a Tissot PRX. You won't buy, like, or if it's so PRX, say that one is like $400 on its own. Okay, say that one too much. If he gets 100K, 200K, Casio.
Yeah.
That kind of, if that one save too much, save. Some watches go there for 50.
Timex, D.
Timex, exactly. Second, I said on the
G-Shock, save on even the G-Go. See, cheap G-Shock.
So everything get limits. Mm. You understand? And if they wear Second, or they wear Seiko, and basically they wear Rolex, do you understand? Everything how you even wear them and how you prioritize and say, this is what I can afford and this is my own level of soft life, that kind of thing. Like, you bite your money and you be proud that you bought this thing for yourself and you wore it. So, like, at the end of the day, it's all about mindset and what you can consider as luxury at a point in your life. Do you understand? That kind of thing.
So you're saying luxury is relative?
Luxury is not relative.
I think luxury is relative because
what I'm saying is soft life is relative. Luxury is not relative. Soft life is relative. So, bro, like I said, even there are classes of people. There are classes of people. Do you understand? So, like I said, they used to use private jets, and then first class now, he broke stage. That kind of thing. But first class, if you give me first class ticket now, oh, wow.
But that's what I'm saying. Sorry. That's what I'm saying, luxury. Is relative because first class is luxury to some people and private jets is luxury to some people. So like people who own private jets would clearly look down on people who still fly first class.
They can. What I think you mean is soft life is relative because it can be flying first class now can be a method of soft life for somebody. Do you understand? Soft life, okay, and then it doesn't take away the fact that first class is actually luxury. First class is actually luxury. Do you understand? It's considered luxury. I think anywhere in the world, low key. Do you understand? Private jets is considered luxury. They're both luxurious, but for some people, they will feel like okay, well, like more, like I can't fly in. They'll just think of it as oh, I'm just living soft life, that kind of thing. People now that will consider first class as I'm just living once in a while. Let me treat myself, soft life. But we every day, normal, either private jet or first class. People that are used to business class and then they're saying, okay, let me treat myself. Let me enjoy. I got this new contract. Let me even enter first class. Let me buy first class tickets. But some people, anyway, they're traveling at first class. So,
yeah.
So that kind of thing. So it's still regarded as, okay, luxury. There's some things that are regardless. So that's why, like I said, there's even when it comes to designer brands, wearing designer things, Gucci, Fendi, YSL, all of those things, even down to like perfumes and everything. There's some luxurious ones, there's some high ones, or there's some ones that are just like middle class, cheaper, not necessarily cheap. So everything's all relative. Soft life is very, very, very relative. Do you understand? That kind of thing. Like I said, somebody can consider first class as soft life and another person can consider just having lights as soft life.
Exactly.
So like, exactly. It's all about your peace and your comfort at the end of the day. So the thing is, do Nigerians actually aspire luxury to just escape daily economical challenges? Like, some people actually consider luxury as a way of, you know, a way of escaping their reality. Just actually doing something luxurious as escaping reality. But then at the end of the day,
you come back to reality.
So that one now, it doesn't even make sense to me. Because it's not your daily, it's not your actual reality. So at the end of the day, I blame all this to social media. I blame all this to social media, man, because obviously social media has redefined luxury, you know.
But
that's why Isaac private first class is even luxurious. But it's actually a form of luxury.
I think first class tickets is luxurious. I think private jets is luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
But my point in that scenario is to certain people, that's why I was saying I still believe that luxury is relative because there are some people who don't see first class as luxury and they just shoot for private jets because private jets, is what is a luxury to them. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
Only an inverter
mm-hmm.
to some people is luxury. Do you understand? Because it's something that they can't exactly afford easily. Do you understand? But to people like us now, inverters are nothing.
Yeah.
Do you get? So yeah. all those little things, that's why I think that luxury is really safe. I don't see using luxury or using luxurious lifestyle occasionally as an escape from economic realities as a bad thing, because it still boils down to what we're saying. Sometimes just chop life.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, I would go to a, what were you calling it? Upscale restaurant. I've written behind English reading.
No, upscale restaurant.
Hey, yeah. I would go to an upscale restaurant maybe once in a year just to live out. Like, I just want to see what an island in Banana Island looks like. I want to see what an island, a restaurant
in Banana Island looks like. Did you enter Banana Island?
I mean, we give God the glory. We give God the glory. Do you understand? I just want to experience it one time. Sometimes it might even give you an idea. Do you understand? It might just be the motivator for you to, you know, do better in life. Like, I want to chop for
Chosun. What do you think luxury, like luxury in Nigeria, is it more about like, you know, is it more about the experience or just more about showing wealth? I feel like some people use luxury,
to show wealth.
As a form of success, like to show, say, I don't arrive, and as you should, you know, I can't even.
Be fair, like, there was a trend last week where, like, people were just buying Tesla, was that Tesla?
Cybertruck.
To be fair, like, those niggas have every fucking automobile in their garages. So, why are you buying a Cybertruck and then showing it on the internet? Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Mm.
Like, bro, you're literally just trying to show off that you own it.
Yeah, they're just influenced by like societal needs.
Exactly. And societal status. I think sometimes luxury is not even a necessity.
It's just the societal needs to show status and success.
Exactly.
If I get the money, I will buy this Cybertruck truck and I will flaunt on you. Like
that's Nigerian mentality. Do you understand? Yeah. I have to show off. That's why even
that's why I like people that like they have money to do all these things, but you know, they just do what they need. And those are the people
that inspire me. Do you understand? Like, for example,
it's people that show you that inspire me.
You know, I have it. Sorry,
I go see for TikTok.
I actually do have it. Sorry, and I'm sorry. People should not drag me. Half the time, the people who show off are the people with questionable wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it now on social media. All the people that are on Snapchat and on Instagram.
The thing is that,
listen, do you kind of point? This is one business they do.
The people with unquestionable wealth, the people that, okay, let's say legal. They flaunt too.
How many of them?
The thing is, the way they flaunt their own, they don't flaunt the way people with questionable wealth do it.
Do you
too? That one is like, if you just see maybe, if they follow the Nilumilu now, if you just they come back from a private jet, that kind of thing. But then they flaunt the private jet.
I agree. I agree. But how many CEOs of like major establishments do you actually see doing what he does on Instagram?
Because I said he's flaunting his own.
Bro, like, he actually is flaunting his own. You know, that
it's just been it's
that
just,
party that he does. That he brings, imagine how do you have the big three in your family party, not even mm-hmm. like a concert. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's low key flaunting, man. You're trying to stunt on niggas. I can't lie to you, man. I'm sorry.
Your level of soft life and luxury just shows how far you've gone in life. What you have acquired in life. That's what it shows. But we are telling you that regardless, see now, if you're about to jump bus, like listen to this podcast, you're about to jump bus, come down from that bus and other Uber. Come down from that bus.
Arrows are
and
big.
Tell the Uber guy, on AC for me. Put on AC for me. I deserve it. I need it. And I paid for it. So in as much as you want to show how far you are in life, or Nigerians thinking luxury, da-da-da-da-da is, you know, a measure of success or because of societal needs, it's still a way for you to feel happy. Be happy.
Exactly.
So you need to know that, okay, you're, exactly. You're comfortable. But like, obviously, you always have to do everything to your capabilities and to your abilities.
Yeah, cut your coat according to your size, man. Don't go crazy over luxury, man.
And it's all of this, to be honest, man, social media has a lot to play in this. Like I said, you know, social media is kind of like redefined luxury,
mm-hmm.
And it makes it sort of hard for people to it makes it sort of hard for people to even, you know, cut their coat according to their size, because like you said, people always want to overdo and go beyond their limits. That's why you see niggas wear fake Gucci, rather wear fake Gucci than actually wearing
it costs you.
Tier 3 luxury items.
Yeah.
You understand? Like the
so that's true, man.
You'll go enter Ash Luxury if you buy top man shirts, that kind of thing. Like everything now quality. Do you understand? So just because of that need, societal, just to flaunt on social media, yada yada yada, you are going above your means. Living above your means, being smart, being financially secure, and being financially intelligent also needs to, you also need to also understand that, like, okay, I want that soft life. I want that soft life, but I don't want to suffer my finances. Mm. So, like, you have to think about soft life. Oh, now, think where if you do 7 times. If you know if you do soft life, that won't be soft life.
That's so fine with that.
Do you understand? Like, you can buy 10k pizza. You have 100k in your account. Can't you buy 10k pizza? Chop. Chop where the 10k will come back. I haven't seen. Because some people when they're so stingy to themselves. Some people just save. Where you just save, go. What if you die tomorrow?
Do you understand? Like, you can actually just die and all your savings won't go.
Do you understand? Again.
And you die, you've never tasted pizza in your life. You never bought. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Never do some kind of things. Never go beach. Bro, you've missed out now.
Yes, now.
Because when you reach heaven, they go ask you, say, where your guys for you and your guys for heaven, they just say, when you did it, which places did you go bungee jumping? Did you do this against? You go on the talk, say, hey, I did watch series for us. Do you understand? You've clearly missed out. Do you understand?
Do you understand? If you enter some places now, they talk about golfing. You never see golf course before.
I actually never. I don't see golf course once.
I will take you to my club.
No, I want to try now is tennis. I can't lie. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, I actually want to start
trial. I played tennis when I was a kid, though.
I did. We had a tennis court in secondary school, and I played.
God.
Once in a
while. I did.
Don't loud it. So, I want to actually try tennis.
See, now, you get some of us, we're swimming in school, tennis court. Why you get some people where they never even stand for their secondary
school? I just ball.
And I sand. So, like, some people obviously, like, are lucky, or some people are, like, much more. Some people are in a way a bit more fortunate, you know, just by the virtue. All fingers are not equal. We didn't all grow up with the same parents. We don't grow up with the same opportunities and same chances. So, like, you know, that's why I always say soft life is relative, man. You know that you don't have the capabilities to do this thing. You can just once in a while, like, bro, that time I used to have when I was doing my NYC that time, I used to have Tuesday spag and turkey, like. Bro,
it was a standard.
Standard, bro. Like, the guy even knew, like, always, do you understand? And, bro, how much they collect that time? That's 3K. Like, you could just reason out and say, ah, God, like, imagine you're buying 5K. At the time, it was only like 3K, 3.5. So, spag and turkey every Tuesday. And I go still go work every Tuesday.
And you salary. Go chop for work.
And you go still buy food for work. Bro, let me kill myself now. Do you understand? So I reason now, so we can even chop turkey. This depending on African amount of time I don't chop turkey. Because I guess I just
blessed the only time I don't chop turkey this year. Safe.
Yeah, I've not seen turkey this year. I can't have life. So, I'm talking. I've not done anything soft life this year, bro. Like,
okay, no.
Ah!
One more. No, I've been outside a couple of
times. Yeah, in Taspa. If you ever say you won't watch movie now, you don't spend 10, 5, 11, 12.
Sure, understand? Ticket don't cost a lot.
Bro, they.
I plan going to the magic.
At that time, bro, me are the, if I'm not 3D, if I'm able to do too much 4D, so like I know it was like 2D.
I was on chop life.
Now I got the punishment. I chop life. What those things now? Like, bro, like I get all the glasses for 3D. If I don't go Ebony Life, I don't go Few Mouse. I that kind of thing. I just watch. Because I could watch movie for 2D. I went 3D ocean D. Let me say
this class is.
Let me bust your head. I be copper. Like, how's he making money? But I just gas. Because like, if there's that option and the money demand, I could go for that option. That's why, bro. Just saying, guys, just live like women, bro. Women always like, I like women, man. Ah. Like, I deserve a spot. When they go, they just put down for their Snapchat, put down for their tweets. Like,
you know, I know the funny thing, like. like I have female friends that they'll be lamenting like, fuck, I'm broke, this one, blah, blah, blah.
Even when I tell you she's broke like this, well, bro, they go still choppy.
They go still better restaurants.
I too love
they
you,
they go still go, see, they know they mess with their soft life or their self care. They don't
play.
They don't joke with self care.
Now when I see women who they do soft life things, I was just, that's why, because I just feel like, I say, women, they are conditioned to spend more. Share that style. Like, women, they get more needs, yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So as man, just emulates women, like, go for haircut. I get, see, if I define bang bang haircut, I get baba, say, okay, I go pay this amount, I feel like 10-15K. And I get baba away, just quickie, just maybe to work.
You say that quickie,
you get cheap. Depend, irrespective of the quality, I don't say this one will give me warm to wear for face. So,
SD shop.
Yes, it's the Southern shop actually. But that second one, they depend on when they own now. That one, they know they don't have any license. But that one, light to Jen or whatsoever. Like, go give me warm to wear. That one, they even use all those, this thing, calf, beard. Like, you could just know, see the difference. So like I get time, like if I'm craving gangbang haircuts or I just want, cause get away the cost to you enjoy. Even haircuts say that soft life.
That's soft life now.
Ask guys like one time, right? Haircut almost every week, bro. Like I love the haircuts.
I will take all this off now.
I won't do braids.
You want to wait to braid?
I won't do guy. Even the cheap barber don't soft life barber. Don't they collect the money with soft life barber?
If like this typical haircut, everything don't turn luxury. I swear.
In as much as everything don't turn luxury, still try and enjoy life.
Try and enjoy your life.
You understand?
Bro.
And make sure you buy your tickets to the live show. You
see,
guys,
that's soft life too. Coming to the live show, you actually
coming because, bro, we are giving you food life to eat, man.
Because if you chow, you meet people, you talk, interact, network, your next employer might be there, you don't know. Mm-hmm. You understand? So, yeah.
So, bro, at the end of the day, just focus on doing what truly really makes you happy, to be honest, man. Like, if you know spending that money, you know, if you even buy that car, if you won't buy that Benz, and you know, say, you go broke, buy them, just close eye. You know, say,
if you broke, you go
use, you know, when you're listening to music inside Benz, you know, when you're inside Corolla, you go hear the bars. Just one arm. But now, this is not financial advice. NFA.
To the DM.
To the DM that I wrote, you made me buy what I'm not supposed to buy. Now I'm broke. I better go. So, bro, like, you guys should just make sure you just try and prioritize your peace and comfort. That's, like, the main purpose, man. Do what you can. Everything is little. Like, it's very relative. Just try and enjoy yourself. And buy some Nigerian tickets to come to the live show. And, like we said, man, enjoy your life.
Sure.
Soft life. If you can do, live a luxurious life. If you cannot, if you want to even buy a spa, if you want to pay for dentist appointment for me, I don't go mind them. Like, do you understand? Everything are soft life. If you want carry me go restaurant, make I go chop.
Oh, God.
Make I go chop flamingon. Make I go even chop lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
Make I go chop tacos, anything. Just text me. We can work something out. But like we've said, if you have a small business and you're also thinking of something, you can add to the live show.
Sure.
You guys, a form of marketing, you guys can always DM us or email us. We are not far from us. We are not far from people. And if you have bigger sponsor, maybe you won't put your plaster. I don't print everything already, but still, at the same time, we can always work. So, you guys, see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget to drop your dilemmas
in the
episode, yeah, down in, yeah, the link.
In the link.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.